Okay, how's it?
It's
great to see you. So I want to teach you a new way to read the Bible tonight. I know Tom has been teaching away for a long time, and it's right. But I'm going to teach you another way tonight. And then I'll introduce it, and then So I've read the Bible a lot. And I'm a bit of a funny guy. Most of us read the Bible around this creation, Genesis, there's the fall. Where are you going, bro? What's that, bro? Jeez, I haven't started. He says, I don't want to learn your way of reading the Bible. I want Tomo's way of reading the Bible. Don't move, bro. Don't move. I'm watching it. So turn to the next person next to you and say, you're a son of God. No, turn to the person and say, you're a son of God. Turn to them. Turn to the girls and say, you're a son of God. You know, the Bible says, I'm the bride of Christ. I know you've got pictures of a bride. I'm the bride of Christ. And you're a son of God. And ladies, I want to say to you, when God calls you a son, He's not being gender insensitive. He's not being gender insensitive. To be called a son of God is a very powerful statement into a culture where women got no inheritance. So women got no inheritance at all. The only people who got inheritance were sons, and particularly firstborn sons. So when God says, you're the son of God, He's not talking to men. He's talking to girls and saying, in exactly the same way that every son gets an inheritance, girls, you're going to get an inheritance too. And so we get this gender-sensitive Bibles now that say the sons and daughters of God. It actually waters down what God is doing. So to be called as a woman a son of God was a very powerful statement linked to your inheritance. Amen? And so, friends, I want to just speak tonight a little bit about what it means to be a son of God. And I'm not going to justify that by saying, and a daughter of God. I'm going to call you girls sons of God. It's a very powerful statement. Amen? And so we can read the Bible in different ways. One of them is creation, the fall, redemption, and restoration. It's like the whole Bible is around that theme. If you've grown up in the vineyard churches, a theme of the Bible is the kingdom of God. And so there was authority was lost, and then God started introducing kingdom theology. And the kingdom started to grow, and eventually he had sort of kings like Solomon and David and Saul, and he had good kings and bad kings, and eventually he got this incredible king called Jesus, and he implements the kingdom on the earth. You start to see rule and reign of Christ coming over the earth. Amen? Another one is a typical, if we grew up in NCMI world, it was like God will bless us, and we'll become a blessing. So it's like we'll God will take Glenridge Church, He'll take Church on Main, and He will bless you, and you'll start to grow buildings, and the church will start to grow, and people will start to come, and gifts will start to establish, and then we'll take those gifts and we'll start to send them out. So Tim goes to France, and Andrew goes to Cape Town, and they become a blessing, and they form a little bit of a beachhead, and people come, and then you get blessed, and you become a blessing. Amen? But I want to talk about tonight on what the Bible looks like read through the eyes of a son throughout the whole Bible. And this is what it says in Genesis chapter 3, or Genesis chapter 1. Are you with me? Genesis 1 and verse 26, it says, then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Say likeness. And let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, over all the ground, creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in His own image, in the image of God He created him, male and female He created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. So keep your finger there and turn to Luke chapter 3, please. And we'll go from verse 23. It says, now Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. He was the son, say son, So it is thought of Joseph, the son of Heli, the son of Mattath, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Jannah, the son of Joseph, the son of Mathathias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Ezra, the son of Nagi. Some of you guys come from that genealogy. This is a list of what not to call your children. Okay? And let's go to the end for time's sake, verse 37. The son of Methuselah, the son of Enosh, the son of Jared, the son of Mehaliel, the son of Kenan, the son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of? Say it. Son of God. So this is how Genesis starts. He's created in the image and the likeness, and he is called the Son of God. So we have a phrase called, like Father, like? Comes from Genesis chapter 1. Like Father, like Son. But when we say like Father, like Son now, actually many times it's a derogatory term. He's just like his father. So actually his dad was a drunk, or his dad was a useless, or his dad was really strong. My mom